Why on earth are you a yoga teacher? This question has come up several times from friends, family, or random people that you meet. Oh my God, I've even asked myself why sometimes. One thing I bet most of us were not very clear about before we started yoga teacher training is that making it a financially lucrative career can be challenging. But we go ahead anyway, likely because of the way yoga has touched our lives, the way it's healed our traumas, or the way the practice makes us feel. In this episode, let's remember some of the reasons why you decided to become a yoga teacher. Welcome to the Essential Conversations for Yoga Teachers podcast with me. I'm Monica Bright, and I've been teaching yoga and running my yoga business for over a decade. This is the podcast for you if you're a yoga teacher, you're looking for support, you love to be in conversation, and you're a lifelong student. In this podcast, I'll share with you my life as a yoga teacher, the lessons I've learned, you know, all the stuff that wasn't taught in teacher training, my process for building my business, and helpful ideas, tools, strategies, and systems I use and you can use so that your business thrives. We'll cover a diverse range of topics that will help you whether you're just starting out or you've got years under your belt and you want to dive deep and set yourself up for success. I'm so glad you're here. Listen, I don't take myself too seriously, so expect to hear some laughs along the way. Now, let's do this together. Welcome to episode one of the Essential Conversations for Yoga Teachers podcast. I wanted to start with this conversation because I believe you need to remind yourself why you decided to pursue teaching from time to time. Also, it feels really nice to stroll down memory lane, to remember why you got into the business of teaching yoga, and to spark a bit of joy back into the monotony of your day-to-day routine of teaching. So let's get to it. Number one, I think the first reason we wanted to become yoga teachers is because we witnessed a transformation. And that transformation was within ourselves. You know, there's no better way to describe a feeling, an experience, or an outcome than to have actually gone through it yourself. So we can genuinely speak on the transformation because we've felt it. And because we felt it, we wanted to share it. Which brings us to our second reason, and that's sharing the gift of yoga. I bet you, like me, felt the transformation and wanted to share that feeling with as many people as possible. I've often thought to myself, if everyone in the world practiced yoga, this would be a very different place. Have you ever thought that? I think that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to be a yoga teacher, to share the gift of it. When we share the benefits of yoga and students really get it, we know we're creating a positive impact, which is reason number three. Sharing positivity and letting that feeling wash over students is so gratifying, with the hopes that they'll leave class and extend that positivity to more people in the world. Number four, fostering community. When I was a full-time student, my yoga community was amazing. I mean, I knew that I wasn't just going to yoga for me. I was also embraced by a community of people who were also reaping the rewards of the yoga practice. So the community aspect is also something I wanted to build and be a part of as a yoga teacher. Reason number five, personal growth. Man, when I tell you the amount of personal growth I made on my yoga mat, I'm sure you can relate to that. And as yoga teachers, we know that the practice is more than physical. We know that students can truly evolve and become their better selves, and we can help them with that. Our teaching, inspiration, and guidance. Now, being of service is another reason why many of us get into teaching. We genuinely enjoy serving and giving without expecting anything in return. If you identify as an empath, this may come super easy for you and sometimes get you into trouble, but that's a conversation for another day. Reason number 7 is you enjoy continuous learning. Yoga being a beautiful practice of self-study, as well as educating yourself on all that yoga has to offer, feeds into your desire to be a lifelong learner. I mean, it's never ending. We can take so many different paths on our yoga journeys, which is why no two teachers are the same. Finally, reason number 8, the joy we find in creating sacred spaces. Do you have an altar at home? If not, do you have a dedicated space where you go to meditate or journal or just be quiet? These sacred spaces are what we've created because we understand the value in shaping our environments and allowing in the things that are special and nourishing. I created this list because I wanted you to have something to come back to when teaching feels or becomes stressful, when it feels overwhelming, or you experience a bit of burnout. I invite you to come back to this list. Remind yourself why you initially wanted to start teaching yoga. Does that reason still resonate with you? If not, get as clear as possible on whether you want to continue teaching. Do you have different goals now? Maybe talk with your students. Ask them why they enjoy you as a teacher. This may help to give you some insight and remind you how important you are to them. So, did I miss anything? I'm sure I did. Share your whys with me. What was your big reason that maybe isn't on this list? I'd love to hear from you and to hear your why. Now, before you go, I'd love it if you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode, and share it with a yoga teacher friend who you think would love to be in the conversation as well. As always, you can email me. I'll link my email address below, and you can find me on Instagram. My handle is Monica C. Bright.